KXFM, couple of minutes after noon, and welcome to the program here. It's a Wednesday, and what good fortune brings us this Wednesday is the mayor, Bob Whalen, with us on the phone. A lot of stuff happening at city council meeting last night. And this is what public service looks like right here, is the mayor, after 5.5+ hours of a meeting last night, talks to the community here. So please welcome Mayor Bob Whalen. Thanks for being here, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, you bet, Ed.
A little tired this morning?
We had a long meeting last night. But, you know, it was some good public input, and it's a little different looking at a Zoom screen for, you know, a computer screen for 5 or 6 hours. So, right. But anyway, we got through some good things.
Yeah, you covered a lot of ground last night. I wanted to tackle one thing first. It seems like lately, the last few days or the last week here around town and around businesses around town, the vibe is that the phase two business reopening is really going to happen like immediately. And I'm glad that there was a caller last night that kind of pointed out the fact that in order to open dine-in restaurants, offices and malls and other businesses, the counties must first submit a local variance attestation for the state to approve it. And we haven't really met any of the county of the requirements as a county, as just in fact today. Another 3 deaths here in Orange County, and now we're up to 43 cases here in Laguna Beach. So there's positive cases happening. We're on the rise. Has the Orange County Board of Supervisors advised on their status of submitting the Orange County local variance attestation?
You know, I have not heard anything on that yet, Ed. I'll have to follow up with Lisa Bartlett, our supervisor. But as you point out, I mean, one of the key criteria is no deaths for 14 days, and the county is not in a position to certify to that. Now, I also hear, though, the governor saying, you know, those standards could change. You know, he could change those as we move ahead here in the next couple weeks. So, you know, the effect of them basically is, as you know, has been pointed out in the media and other places, none of the big urban counties meet any of those criteria to get into the second phase of stage two.
Right. Now, the ranch is opening this coming weekend. Are they skirting regulations by doing so?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about hotels yesterday, and I know the city attorney's following up on it. We had advice from actually the statewide hotel industry group that said their view of it is that hotels can only be open for essential workers, not for the general public. So that's our current understanding, and you know, we are looking into it to see if there's any new guidance, but I think as of now, that's the rule as I understand it.
Okay. And at the meeting last night, we opened the beaches. You gave the beaches a big slap on the back yesterday. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, we did, and I think we're open actually today all day. So weekdays will be all day open, active use only, and then weekends. This weekend, we're going to expand it out 6 to noon and see how that goes. And really, we were able to do this because, you know, of the great compliance from our local community and other beachgoers with the active use, you know, rules and guidelines. So everybody did a great job. They showed us they could do it. So we opened them up all day for weekdays starting today, and it's certainly a beautiful day out there for a beach walk.
Yeah, it is. And then weekend 6 to noon, we got the noontime shutdown. That's going to be pretty solid.
For now, we'll see how it goes this weekend, and then, you know, I think we'll take it one weekend at a time.
Okay. And the pool and track, are we able to open that yet or no?
Not currently. I think we'll have some conversation with the school district about the track. The pool, we have been having daily discussions about that. As far as we can tell, there's no municipal pools open. There are some, you know, private pools in apartment and condo complexes with guidelines, but not municipal pools. So we're going to continue to see what we can figure out there if we can safely open something.
Right. You also tackled the subject of the public being at council meetings, and still there's a no to that. And Tony had suggested people standing outside on the lawn. That's not serious, though. You wouldn't potentially think about that, right?
Well, you know, we had a couple different suggestions last night, which was, you know, to do that or go to a bigger venue like the high school artist theater. The other side of it, which I was very interesting, some testimony last night and some other emails that I've gotten, a lot of people say, gee, I like the Zoom ability to come in and comment online. I don't have to be there all night sitting in the council chambers, and, you know, I've got kids at home. I can't get whatever. So it may be that we, you know, as things evolve here, we end up with a hybrid eventually.
Right.
Some in-person and some Zoom.
I was discussing earlier with Laureen Gilbert, the economic expert, that said that's where the future's going. That's where it's going. The future's going to there. You know, our meetings are going to be on Zoom. And you all looked great last night. So yeah, I think you Let's talk about Lower Forest. Now, initially, you'd been granted $250,000 used for the closing of Lower Forest, though we can only authorize $25,000 of that for a concept plan. Can you explain that to me?
Well, So the funding was $250,000 that we previously designated for kind of our downtown action plan, plus a CDBG grant that we think might be $46,000. So roughly $300,000 for the entire economic program, not just closing Lower Forest. That's right. For the entire program that we approved last night. But you know, I think the council. Mayor Pro Tem Dicarow brought it up, saying, you know, I want to see a budget for it. And I think that was a good request. So we ended up saying, fine, spend $25,000 for the concept review of Forest, come back to us with a budget for the rest of the, you know, $250,000, $300,000, so we can get an idea of where it's going.
What's a realistic timeline for the budget?
Oh, I think it'll come back on the 26th of our next meeting, the 26th of May.
All right. And you would look to be, if successful, when would we look to do this? When would Forest actually be closed?
Well, I think, you know, they're looking at a pilot program this summer, I think, as our assistant city manager said last night. They're targeting maybe mid-June, late June at the latest, but that's the current target.
Okay. And some of the cancellations this summer, were canceling the summer rec programs, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, we canceled the recreation programs through the summer, no trolleys through the summer. Of course, Festival of Arts was not the city decision, but they gave their cancellation notice a couple days ago. So, yeah, it's just going to be, you know, it's going to be a summer with a lot fewer activities than we normally have.
Right. As well as July 4th.
Cancel the fireworks. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
We will have a flyover, though. You know, people enjoy that. So we're still going to do the flyover.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
All right. Now, Steve Dicarow came up with a pretty thoughtful plan to combine the Memorial Day observance on Veterans Day in November.
Yes. So we did confirm last night after we had that conversation that the Memorial Day service, the veterans organizations had canceled it already. So, yeah, Steve said, well, you know, let's see if we can double it up and on Veterans Day, which I thought was a great idea. And he's going to go off and talk to the veterans groups about that. And wouldn't it be great to be able to do that?
Right. I want to tell you, Mayor Whalen, what we witnessed last night and what we've been witnessing as a community from you and the city council is public service really at its best when it involves the community. And I want to thank you on behalf of the community. And I certainly thank you for your time. I know it's valuable and I appreciate you being here.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, Ed. Thanks so much.
Mayor Whalen, you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. It's Mayor Bob Whalen.